Double Cool Steiny.
But thought I die alone. I laugh the loudest to the
yeah. And Guru.
Hell yeah. So I go, who paid for me? She goes, sir, it's free when you're over 44.
On 95.7, The Game.
Hey, let me ask you guys a question. What? Define how you think about a most valuable player. Most valuable player. How do you guys decide who your MVP is if you had a vote in all the sports?
Start to finish. Are you great from the start? No fall off. And do you finish like an MVP candidate? To me, Bonte, that's 90% on my metric when I talk MVP.
Also, how good is your team? Where are you at? Are you in a playoff hunt? Or, you know, you can't be 4-12 getting MVP votes. How did you make your team better? So you got to be in a playoff playoff mode. And that's why there's some guys that are MVP candidates that should get a lot more love, Steiny, in an MVP race. Everybody's talking about Lamar. But there's some guys who are flying under the radar when it comes to MVP.
It is the NFL.
All right, here's how I do it in any sport. The first stat I look at are the standings. That's the first stat I look at when I determine an MVP. And I go to the team with the best record, and then I look at their roster, and I say, do they have an MVP candidate on that team? If the answer is yes, that's the MVP. If the answer is no, then you move down. Who's the second best team? I always go by standings. That's the most important stat. And with that, I'm telling you right now, if I had a vote for the NFL MVP, Jimmy Garoppolo is third. He's third on my list.
Huh?
Lamar Jackson, Russell Wilson,
okay.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Oh, man.
I guess my retort to that would be, how much of that is 11-2?
A lot of it.
And how much
isn't
of that
the most important thing?
But the identity of the San Francisco 49ers for so long was my first initial D. Defense. It was not Jimmy Garoppolo, Steiny. Who's playing better?
Who's the leading? What team scores the most points in the NFL?
The Ravens and second.
And
the Niners.
Second? Who's
the
second?
The
Niners. I'm sorry. One more. Let me not interrupt you.
The 49ers.
Okay. So they're second in points.
Gotcha.
Okay. That's.
But
great.
Are you looking at me saying that you really feel for that Garoppolo's played at an MVP level from week one when it was about, oh, we don't know if the coach trusts him to where we are now?
Yes.
That's a lot. That's a change, Bonte. That's wild.
It's not a change for me. It's not a change for me. I've always looked at the MVP in that way. Always. And Jimmy Garoppolo has gotten better over the course of the season.
No doubt.
He's playing his best football right now as their schedule is the toughest it's been. He's done everything you've asked. The team without him last year was 4-12. I get it. They've made other changes. Garoppolo's the starter. They're 11-2. Come on now. He's the most responsible for the 49ers turnaround. And then I would put maybe Rodgers or Mahomes behind him.
What about the defense?
That is so strong.
The defense is good. Third in the league,
I think. It's breaking down now, though. And Jimmy's
again. So it's breaking down, and yet the 49ers still have the best record in the NFC. I mean, what does winning matter?
It does matter.
Okay. Well, then it's an easy one to me. He's got to be in the top
three. Okay, so
three.
When he – real
top
quick.
Top five at worst.
Bonte, before he was putting up big numbers, it was Kittle. We thought it was Kittle – from an offensive standpoint, when did he surpass Kittle?
He's 5 weeks ago when Kittle got hurt. Whenever Kittle got hurt. What?
I'm blown away.
I'm going to get my popcorn and let you guys argue this out.
He's going to throw for 4,000 yards, and the team's going to get the number one seed possibly in the NFC. I mean, like, what more do you need to see? Seriously.
But it wasn't that way from week one. And that's what you asked me, what's on my how do I judge?
He was a starting quarterback for a team that started 8-0.
Right, but his production was minimal. No.
He wasn't good against
the Cleveland
Browns.
He wasn't throwing the ball around the yard like he is now. So you never once told anybody at this facility that you thought he was an MVP candidate or he's playing like one up until this morning.
That's right, because it's week 14. It's week 14. It's time to talk about it.
I just think that's too high for him, Bonte.
Okay, who's above him? Who's above
Lamar
him?
Lamar Jackson.
That's one. I say that.
Russell Wilson.
That's two. I said he's third.
And I'm going to say Aaron Rodgers. Because it's not all about numbers. It's about Aaron Rodgers was quarterbacking his team from week one to where they are
How
now.
What's their record?
And they got smashed by the Niners.
What's their record?
They got three losses.
Okay.
But I guess Aaron Rodgers
who
is...
Who else? Mahomes?
Yeah, Mahomes.
Okay, Patrick
who
Mahomes,
missed a couple games. And to Jimmy's credit,
then you got
Cal
That's
Ripken.
Right. Garoppolo hasn't missed any games.
But I guess what I'm saying, Stoney, if you say Garoppolo, damn it, how can you say Garoppolo without Kittle? And that's what we should be...
Okay, how can you say Russell Wilson without his three receivers?
That's what I'm saying. You ain't got a name. Three receivers. They haven't done much. Russell's carrying those guys, those three receivers.
Are you high, Stoney? I'm a serious question.
Wait.
Are you high?
The Seattle Seahawks, three receivers, they're not better than the 49ers receivers?
Well, the recency bias, I'm going to, up until the fact that they've been balling, I'm going to say no. But you know where I'm going, and I know what you're doing.
The Seahawks have a better receiving core than the 49ers, I think.
You high, Stoney?
Absolutely.
I'm going to let you take over, cup. B. I'm going to let you
no,
take
I,
over.
I just,
yeah. I've been sparring with him, but he's still coming at me.
I mean, after the Seattle game, after the Monday night Seattle game, both you guys, I argued with you guys, over and over and over that week, where you guys say, oh, Jimmy Garoppolo, I just don't know about him. We don't know. He doesn't make the throws. He gets skittish. He throws the Jimmy Ohno throws. He almost 3-2. Yeah. Now, a month later, he's the top three MVP candidate. What?
First of all, whether
I love Jimmy G, but come on, man.
Whether I think Jimmy G is great or whether I don't think he is great, the numbers are the numbers. And the 49ers are 11-2. And Garoppolo is their best player.
He's not even top six. Are you kidding me?
Okay, well then just say your criteria is based on individual stats, which is fine. It's like why Andre Dawson won the MVP and the Cubs were in last place.
The Niners are not 11-2 because of Jimmy Garoppolo.
Of course not.
That defense carried them for at least eight games. At least eight games.
And everybody knew it.
Bonte math here, they've only played 13. So Jimmy Garoppolo balled out against the Saints. Played well against Baltimore, but we all talked about the fumble and how he can't protect the football in the pocket.
The same fumble that occurred in the loss to Seattle.
And then from you guys, 11-2. He lit up Arizona, and you guys said, oh, it's just Arizona. They're laughable. So what are we really talking about here? What are we really talking about here? All of a sudden, Jimmy Garoppolo's an MVP candidate?
That's Stiney's assessment. Dude, I'm not saying Jimmy's an MVP candidate.
He may not even be top 10. Let's be honest, man.
Garoppolo, okay.
He's not even an MVP at his football team. He's not the MVP of the 49ers. George Kittle.
Get out of here.
George Kittle is.
Play a full season, and then you can be the MVP of the team.
And if it's not Kittle, it's the damn defense.
It's Bosa or Armstead or Fred Warner or Uncle Sherm.
Come on.
This is a big stretch.
Garoppolo may be seventh on his own team.
Okay, so who give me your top five.
I got your top five right here. Lamar Jackson, numero uno. Okay. Lamar Jackson.
And McCaffrey's in my top five, even though his team is
junk. Number two, Deshaun Watson. All right. Number three, I'm going to Patrick Mahomes. Right. Number four, I'm going to Michael Thomas in New Orleans. Where would the Saints be without Michael Thomas on the verge of breaking the receiving record? He is an absolute beast. Now, you got to take out McCaffrey because the Panthers are faded, but he was right there for a long time.
But he's done his job.
He's done his job very, very well. Oh, I didn't even mention Russell Wilson yet.
That's five
right there. Garoppolo hasn't even come to mind yet. He hasn't even come to mind. He hasn't computed in my brain yet. Garoppolo for MVP?
Stoney, you and I did shows not too long ago to where you were like, "Goo, if he doesn't get it done here or he throws that pick, I don't know about him." So I'm just remembering
that, Stoney, to where you're at now.
It
doesn't matter if I know about him or not. It doesn't matter if he lays an egg in the playoffs. The MVP is what a guy's done during a week one to week 16. They're in week 14 or 15 now, whatever the hell it is. The 49ers are 11-2. Jimmy Garoppolo has legitimate numbers now, if that's what you need, if that's what you mean. They've just played three games. The toughest three-game stretch in the history of the NFL. He played his best football.
Check.
To me, it's not very difficult. It's actually not difficult at all.
Through the first eight games, I didn't see an MVP candidate at the quarterback position. So I'm not taking anything.
The standings.
Okay, but
not the numbers.
So how does he get all the credit for the standings?
Right.
When he wasn't doing that much work to
really?
Get him to
you
they
got
was
the best
the
running game in football.
So when you guys,
what about the running game?
When you guys get all offended, all right. Okay, when people said, oh, they didn't play anybody early in the season. But then the defenders go, what about Pittsburgh? What about Pittsburgh? Garoppolo's great against Pittsburgh. What about Cleveland? They scored 40-something against Cleveland.
Scored 33 or 31.
Okay.
34.
So, what?
And it was a running game. Matt Breida,
yeah,
the defense.
Because
when they lost, okay. to the Seattle Seahawks, I walked in here Tuesday morning and the Jackals were out. Garoppolo can't get it done. I said, hey, the receivers dropped 9 passes. That didn't matter to you guys. Didn't matter
what
in this room.
What about the defenders? How many interceptions did they drop?
Exactly. You guys threw that at me. And all of a sudden, he's an MVP candidate 4 weeks
he's
later.
He's balling, Stoney.
He's balling right now.
I can't right
Hell,
now.
He hasn't even had more of an impact on his team than Dalvin
Cook.
What more does he have to do? Come on.
But when you're MVP, Stoney, it's not what more you have to do. You're running out of games, and I just can't get the first 8 games in the questions
they
after each Niner game.
Oh.
Yeah, but he wasn't playing at
an
MVP
level. He wasn't playing at an MVP level. Well, clearly he was pretty good. He was clearly pretty good.
But are you going to dispute that?
What quarterback's playing better now?
Russell Wilson.
Really?
Yeah.
Russell Wilson's playing better right now than Garoppolo.
Deshaun Watson. What
they're 8-5.
Patrick Mahomes.
Where would the Texans be without Deshaun Watson?
Mahomes was hurt. Get him out of here.
No, you can't do that.
How many games individual award to me, man. MVP is an individual award,
okay,
and I disagree with you two.
That's
both.
Fine.
Okay.
That's fine. If you're going to say it's an individual award, that's the way you define
it. No doubt.
I define it as the most important player on the best team.
I got you. I don't agree.
The best.
I wonder how many people agree with you. And nationally, I haven't heard that. And I'm not saying if I did, that would sway me, but Fonte, it's your team, and you don't agree with this man.
Yeah, he's not even an MVP on his own football team. Not on his old
football team. You know what? This is beautiful. Wow. From the
fact,
what would the 49ers record be?
What
would the 49ers record be with Nick Mullins? Because you think Nick Mullins
stinks. Yeah, he does stink.
Okay.
He does stink.
So what's their record?
He does stink. They're probably
I like him more than
7-6.
Huh. So Jimmy G's worth
5.
You think so?
That's a lot.
Got to have him. I get him not. But you got the best running game that carried you for the first part of the season. First 8 games, the running game carried him.
No doubt.
Number two, the defense carried him. I mean, the defense has scored touchdowns, which adds to the team total and points per game.
And to be fair, Ryan, Deshaun Watson the last 3 games has left a lot to be desired. You know, there have been some ugly losses. And I'm
they
just
beat
telling
the Patriots,
you,
didn't they?
With what Stoney's talking about, Ryan, everybody does. Ryan Tannehill is balling now. Is he an MVP candidate?
Because who does he play for?
Ryan Tannehill.
Oh, get out
who does
here,
he play
man.
For?
Get out. Come on.
This is
getting ridiculous.
Thank you.
Dalvin Cook gets more votes in the MVP than Jimmy Garoppolo.
The bottom line is, I came in.
We weren't talking about this 2 weeks ago.
No doubt.
The bottom line is, I came in and I said Jimmy Garoppolo is absolutely a top 5 MVP candidate. And in fact, I have him at 3 right now.
Oh,
at 3. 888-957-9570. That is so on point. It's ridiculous.
I think it's disrespectful to the defense and to Kittle.
I'm glad you don't
so
have
I'm
a vote,
give, I'm going to give the MVP to Garoppolo, and that's a slap in the face on the defense.
Yeah, because
I'm sure Bosa will be really pissed off.
But you're reacting to
what?
The new information, but you're going overboard when you say MVP, Stoney.
Why? They're 11-2.
He had for 8 weeks. He
it's
hadn't been
difference.
As Jimmy G.
That I completely disagree. They were asking him to win games a certain way. He did that. Any way they've asked him to win a game, he has won it.
Well, what about the Seattle game? He was a big reason they lost it.
No, that was Kyle Shanahan, first of all.
Okay,
secondly, go ahead and pick. Go ahead. You got 2 losses to pick
so
on.
So if they lose
pick
this
on him for 2 losses.
What
I mean,
a
joke.
If they lose this game in New Orleans, are you here saying he's an MVP candidate?
It's a good question. I'm saying he's still up there for sure. Hell yeah. By the way, his numbers now line up with a lot of these good quarterbacks.
He is 4th in the league in touchdown passes.
4th in touchdown passes.
4th in the league. That's not bad.
And they're asking
him to
do
11
a lot
picks.
More.
How
no
many
doubt.
Fumbles?
But he didn't start off from week 1
right, yeah, you
this
can't,
way.
You can't
and I'm
give
not saying he was playing bad.
Right.
We had questions. You can't go from, is he the guy, to MVPs. That's too far.
What? Three games?
No, it isn't.
All of a sudden, he lights up the Saints with 349. He's an MVP candidate.
Too far. Even if we're talking about another player.
Lamar Jackson has come out of nowhere in a year and a half.
But he's done it from week one.
Well, he's going to be MVP?
No, yeah, well, he started from week one. This started from week one.
Right, but my point is Lamar Jackson came onto the scene in the last year and a half and went from, can this guy do it, to he's the MVP. So what? Garoppolo went from, can he do it, to an MVP?
You know
what's the difference?
You know what? Yeah. I'm going to kill Steiny here.
Go ahead.
Kirk Cousins deserves more MVP votes than Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy Garoppolo for MVP.
Well, see, you can't do that.
That's not a joke.
Why can't I do that?
Because he's got the numbers.
They're winning, right? Because you already said their number one candidate is the running back. So if it's Cook, it can't be Cousins.
Oh, you can't cancel. No, you are just saying that to get, you know.
No.
I'm saying Kirk Cousins deserves more votes than Jimmy Garoppolo.
But you're laughing, B.
I am laughing.
No,
this is
you're
a joke.
Saying that because you're using his theory on him about Kirk. If you're going to do this, then there's all kind of people we can call and say, hey, guess what? You MVP candidate.
It should be Debo and Kittle and Sanders getting all the credit for all the yak yarders they add to Jimmy Garoppolo's passing stats. All that yak, especially against
Arizona.
He's playing his ass off, but MVP.
Well, he didn't have him MVP. He had him third.
Second best writing game.
I agree with you for once. Not debating he's a front runner, just top three or five, easy. Yeah.
Russell Wilson been bad the last 4 weeks. What has that guy been watching?
He said.
What has he been watching? He's looking at the end of his text. Russ has been bad the last 4 weeks.
I don't think Seattle
scored a touchdown last week, did they?
Okay, they had a bad game.
Okay, well, he's going to pick out a game. I can pick out a game.
I mean, come on.
Let's go to Sam in Concord. What's up, Sam? How you doing, man?
Hey, Steiny, Guru, Vontae, good to talk to you. But I need to know what kind of yoga class that Matt's been going to make his take so flexible today. Because I don't understand how you can put in Jimmy in a top three situation where, like they were saying, half the season, that he was not even the reason that they were winning. And so many people in the old division have more capable quarterbacks that lead their team with less around them.
Like who?
And I'm talking about defense. I'm not talking you're going to talk about receivers, but I'm talking about the defenses in the playmakers that you have now. Jimmy has been a game manager from the very beginning. Not saying he's not good, not saying he's not capable, but the team, what he's asked to do, wasn't being MVP in the beginning of the season. The defense dominated. They were MVP. They were the talk of the league for the first eight games. And how dare you now try to overshadow that like Jimmy was doing some.
They have the second. Their offense right now is better than their defense. How about that?
Well, they've got the best, one of the top five running games in the league.
And they have one of the top passing games in the league.
But that's just now.
I'm pretty sure they include game one through game 13.
Yeah, but the last three, the four games, you've got all the yards that makes it the best passing, one of the best passing attacks. You can now say that Jimmy, because of the yak yards and all the stuff that the poor tackling, that he's become the league MVP. Over all these people.
I didn't say league MVP. I said I got him third. I have him third. Lamar Jackson, Russell. Well, okay, we have a disagreement. I value, and thanks a lot, Sam, for the call. I value most 11 and 2. And so if guys like you are going to throw out Jimmy G, 18 and 4 since he joined the 49ers, or if you're going to use records on quarterbacks, then that must be taken into consideration. And in my mind, it is the number one criteria, or can be, I should say. They are 11 and 2.
No doubt.
He got hurt last year. They were 4 and 12, and the season wasn't even worth watching.
And it's like we've watched two versions of this Niner offense. The run game was getting all the credit.
The run game was good last week.
Yeah, and Jimmy's an MVP candidate because he's put together, in a three tough game stretch, three of his best games.
Okay, exactly. And I'm not giving it to a quarterback on a team that's 8-5. I mean, winning's more important to that to me. Let's go to Carlos. Carlos is in San Bruno. What's going on, Carlos?
Hey, thanks. I agree with you, Steiny. I do think Jimmy's a top five candidate. It's not Jimmy's fault. People like the crown MVPs in the first half of the season. This is a full season award, regular season. Record does count. Running game is good because that's what they needed to win the game. You play what the defense giving you. If that means the defense is letting you pass more, then you pass more. And the record is this because of Jimmy. If it was Nick Mullins or anybody, they wouldn't even be, I think, a four-win team this season.
Thanks for the call, Carlos. Appreciate it. Couple nuggets here. Non-quarterbacks rarely win the MVP. It's effectively a quarterback award. The last six winners of the MVP have all been quarterbacks. The last non-quarterback to win was Adrian Peterson, 2012. The only other non-quarterbacks to win since 2000, Marshall Faulk, Sean Alexander, LaDainian Tomlinson, 4-20, have 16 out of 20 have been quarterbacks.
So you've shared with us why you think and how you think and what means what to you to put Jimmy third, Steiny. I'm going to say this. Do you think when it's all said and done, because my answer is hell no, do you think Jimmy will get one vote?
Absolutely.
When it comes to
MVP? They go 14-2?
Yeah.
Yes.
Or 13-3?
Yes.
They could go.
Absolutely.
I don't see him getting one vote. And that doesn't mean he's played bad.
I bet you if they go 14-2, he's in the top five.
Wow.
You don't think so?
No. You got to, because to me, Bonte, you got to start off week one guns blazing. Dan Fouts, Dan Marino.
You can't just turn it on in three games and all of a sudden he's
playing
MVP candidate.
I'm giving you that.
His team is carried his ass.
No, he just
hit. He what?
They were 8-0.
According to you guys,
he was bus driving.
According to you two guys, Jimmy Garoppolo wasn't getting it done. When I was telling you guys he's getting better every single week, all of a sudden he's an MVP candidate.
Well, he's saying that.
3 weeks after 3 weeks stretch, he's an MVP candidate. You guys bashed
him. That's reacting to new information.
You guys bashed him. I came in here after the Seattle game. Hell, doing the post game with Butch Boy after the Green Bay game. People still nitpicked. All of a sudden, he's a top three MVP candidate.
Absolutely.
Oh, man. He's not even an MVP on his own team.
Yeah, and that's
and yet, you've acknowledged they would be four games worse with another quarterback.
Probably, but
that's pretty important.
But we don't know that, though.
That's pretty important.
That defense is damn good.
We don't know that.
This defense is damn good.
This defense is really good. Yeah. The running game was really good. Oh, and by the way, Kyle Shanahan scheming it up for Jimmy Garoppolo, where guys are running wide open. Shanahan deserves the MVP votes.
Yeah.
The bottom line is, again, the 11-2, and also the fact that they started 8-0. So you guys are basically saying he stunk for the first eight games. And here's the last thing.
I didn't say that.
Why all of a sudden? Two things. One, it's not all of a sudden. We are now in week 14 or 15. Right. I always get them mixed up because of the bye. We're deep into the season. It is now time to talk about MVPs. It wasn't time to talk about MVPs after game eight. Nobody can't, like, now it's legitimate. The resumes are built up to a big
but
point.
But you can't, just to I me, Steiner, you can't go from where Jimmy was
where
to
was?
MVP in the same season.
Lamar Jackson did. Lamar Jackson
No, he
went,
didn't. He started off
He started
from
off,
week
he threw
balling.
Five touchdown
he
passes
He was the reason
Miami.
The Ravens were balling.
Right.
That's all I'm trying to tell you. He was scoring 40. Game one, Jimmy wasn't even partly doing anything.
So
and now he's
balling.
Best offense
and you're going to
erase
NFL.
All that?
I'm not erasing anything. Look at the numbers. They have the second best offense in the NFL.
Jimmy doesn't play the other 10 positions, Steiny.
So
Jimmy took off when they got Emmanuel Sanders. And if he was an MVP candidate, they wouldn't have thought they needed another receiver to jumpstart this offense.
Okay. Yeah.
I love Jimmy. He's balling. He ain't MVP, Steiny. And why are you dismissing Kittle?
Because
you're dismissing Kittle. He just made play of the game.
Okay. Player
of
the year, as
you
said. You want to know why I'm dismissing Kittle?
I'm asking.
Because I've done the homework. There's never been a tight end who's won an MVP in the last 20 years. That's why I'm dismissing Kittle. Because that's unrealistic. And neither has a wide receiver. So let's take those guys off the table.
From a national standpoint, Kittle has become the new Gronk.
That's great. He ain't the MVP
because
MVPs does Gronk have?
No, I'm asking
the
you because
zero.
Of that. So
right,
that means you're going to ignore what he's been doing?
And now we got Homer blinders on from the text line from the 406. throwing me Russell Wilson's numbers over the last 4 weeks, and producer Kyle Meyer saying really hasn't been that good. Go ahead and take Russell Wilson off the Seattle Seahawks and see where they're at.
It's not a four-week award.
Guys drop passes. Guys don't block. Guys fumble. But yet, let's blame the quarter. Like, come on, man. That's just ridiculous.
Jimmy Garoppolo is
looking to get one vote. One vote. He hasn't been better than Michael Thomas, Dalvin Cook, Patrick Mahomes, Deshaun Watson, Lamar Jackson, and they're all in the play.
Why would you pick running backs? They have no shot.
I don't care.
They
should have a shot.
But the whole point is they're balling. These are athletes that we see balling.
That is the flaw in the system. Michael Thomas is the Saints MVP. He is a matchup nightmare, and we're going to take it away because, oh, well, we don't vote for non-quarterbacks. This is a quarter. Then name it the Quarterback of the Year Award. Don't name it MVP if you're not going to give it to a running back or a wide receiver.
How many games did Kittle miss?
Two? Three?
Okay. That's important to me,
but
too.
You didn't say that's the only reason you're not giving it to
Kittle. Well, you're the man who's saying start to finish.
Yeah.
Well, he was hurt.
But there's some guys that have put in bad games, too. That don't mean you lost an award.
Kittle hasn't been healthy all year.
Garoppolo stunk in Tampa. He stunk in Tampa. He was okay against Pittsburgh. Didn't have to do much against Cleveland.
Now he's Pittsburgh. But yesterday was one of his signature games.
Against Cleveland. Stunk in the monsoon game. According to you guys. That's what it is. And now all of a sudden he's a top three MVP candidate. Come on.
Not on my ballot.
Here you go, 925. And this is what it's all about. And this is where you guys come from, too. Jimmy G hasn't been a viable fantasy quarterback like Lamar Jackson, and all of a sudden Steiny wants to throw him into the MVP. That's right, because I think 11-2 is more important than fantasy freaking football. All right, here's what's coming up on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by PG&E. We're going to continue to talk about Jimmy Garoppolo, and I'm going to try to continue to emphasize that the bottom line in sports is to win football games. And that's all sponsored by PG&E.
Hear Warriors head coach Steve Kerr today at 5:30 with Damon Ratto and Kolsky. Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru.
All righty. Stop putting words in my mouth. Partners and text line. 925, Jimmy G, as most valuable player, is the worst joke I've ever heard. I did not say Jimmy G was the MVP. I said he's top five, and I have him at number three behind Lamar Jackson and Russell Wilson. Because to me, how you pick an MVP is you start with the standings first and foremost. That's it. Also, I'm in a little bind on the home front.
Uh-oh.
I got a woman at home who has got one of those double whammies.
Bonte, help me.
Birthday tomorrow, Christmas in 12 days.
Oh, that sucks.
My son, same thing.
I'm looking for help with the gift.
I got nothing for you.
For the woman who has everything.
I'm
married,
so
Steiny.
You know I can't help you.
I mean,
you.
She's already got Steiny. I mean, what do you do to top that?
Loving yourself this week, Steiny.
Oh, yeah. DTs have been oozing through those veins, man. Man, you know what? Just because of that, you better buy her two gifts. You better take her out tonight.
Get her some jewelry.
Dinner.
Buy that money you make
tomorrow. Dinner tonight or tomorrow. Dinner, wine, all the stuff. Sure, everything. Red carpet, rose petals.
You know what you do,
Steiny?
You get lost.
Christmas.
Get a baby
get lost. There you
and
go.
Then you get lost.
Go get
away.
Steiny.
Get in the Chevy Spark and ride the coast. Well, you don't want to
it's
slip.
It's a Volt.
And it's raining.
You don't want to ride a Volt.
It's a four seat.
It's raining.
It's
you don't want to be in a Volt all the way down to Monterey. Go rent you a car. Go rent a Malibu or something.
I kind of like Malibu.
They're not
actually bad.
You're good for the car.
I'm not good at buying jewelry. I mean, I kind of know what she likes, but that's taking a real risk.
Usually women are happy with anything.
Anyway.
It's just the thought that counts.
She might be listening today. I may go to the ace in the hole when all things fail, and that is to make something. You know, like
what
are you scissors?
This is not the Brady Bunch.
Maybe a poem.
You're taking the cheap route.
You better get some.
You're trying to save a dollar. That's what that is about.
It's called the thought. Like if a woman or a partner sees that you spent time on a gift, I think that's more important than the gift.
No, not mine. Mine is like, where'd you get it from? Anybody off the street? Check the tags and all that stuff. Yep.
For example, like one of the
you got a rough one.
One year, this to me was a great gift, and I'd love to hear from the women out there. So one year, I when I was a sports writer, I wrote a story about her. And I was like, you know, Susan is
once again
came up big. Jones once again, family MVP.
Oh.
And then I wrote a story about how, you know, she's leader and she, you know, sacrifices. Yeah. Kind of like I'd be writing about Curry, only I wrote it about her. And then I put the headline.
Feel like I'm watching Pretty Woman.
I made it look like a newspaper story.
I love it.
One of my gifts, and I think it's probably the best.
Why don't you run that back? Give it to her. The anniversary. Like, hey, remember this?
Oh, yeah.
Or do a new one.
Hey, just talk to the brothers if you need advice. Guru and I got you.
Come at me, bro.
Talk to me, Steiny. I've never disappointed when it comes to gift giving.
Bonte, help me.
His wife has to check the tags. The tags. That's embarrassing.
Well, how about this? For your weekend getaway, you should get an all-new midsize mattress from Mercedes-Benz. Speaking of which, Ross Tucker is coming up at 12 o'clock, and he's brought to you by all the new midsize mattresses from Mercedes-Benz. Ben's van. So we have Ross Tucker's coming on today at noon. We're going to have him for the rest of the season. I'm excited about that because Ross is great. Here we go. Let's go to.
Oh, I thought you had something to say.
No.
Let's, you didn't want to.
You guys
get
have
lost?
The phone. You guys have the phone lines up or no?
No,
I got the phone lines up.
Pick somebody.
Let's go to Drop It a Hat, Matt, since he
this is new.
Well, that's kind of why I wanted you guys to do.
Okay.
Because so I didn't want everybody out there to think the fix is in.
It kind of is.
What's up, Drop of the Hat?
Drop of the Hat, Matt. Why is Jimmy Garoppolo an MVP candidate?
Man, you know, Simon, you're spot on because you can't for a team to be 11-2, and I know a team was based on their defense and the running game. You know, Garoppolo didn't have to do much. You know, he's executing all the plays that Kyle Shanahan is calling, and when the team needs him, he's doing what he needs to do. If you just look at the games that, especially with the Saints game, to be able to be unfazed with the play calling, you know what I mean? To go out there and throw the ball to your receivers, even throughout the whole year, the receivers was dropping ball, but he still was throwing the ball. Garoppolo hasn't lost no game over more than a touchdown. This dude is a future MVP. He might not be MVP, but he's still in the MVP conversation. I totally agree with Simon. At the end of the year, there's three more games left, and you're going to see the defense is going to slack up a little bit, and Kyle Shanahan is going to get him ready to start throwing the ball more because the receivers, he got confidence in them. And, yeah, Kittle's a great player. He's one of the great, you know, pieces of the team, but you can't take none away from the quarterback. Quarterback has always got to be considered as one of the MVPs of the year.
Thanks, Drop of the Hat, Matt. Appreciate it. Again, a couple things. All I'm saying to start the show was – he's a definite top five in my book, and I have him at three. The other thing I'm going on is 16 of the last 20 MVPs have been quarterbacks. So I get it. There are great receivers out there, but the reality is it's a quarterback's award. So that's another thing I'm basing it on.
That's why they should rename it the quarterback of the year instead of the MVP award.
But you don't think any of that is unfair, Sonny?
It's so unfair. Well, Michael Thomas is
balling. It doesn't matter
balling.
If it is. I mean, is it unfair? Probably. But don't we all agree quarterback's the most important position?
No Look doubt. At Michael Thomas. Is he the most important player for the Saints? Because Drew Brees, he leaves with a thumb injury. Bridgewater comes in and they don't skip a beat. Hell, they may have looked better with Teddy Bridgewater at quarterback. Michael Thomas is more of an MVP. 1,424 yards, all the receptions. Like, it's not fair to just, let's just give it to the quarterback because they got the best record and he's a quarterback. Rename it the quarterback of the year award.
That's a different argument, but I don't disagree with you. The other thing is, I mean, Jimmy G handles the ball 80 times a game. Wide receiver handles it 12.
Jimmy be handing that thing off a lot.
Let's go to, interesting. I'm trying to find somebody saying I'm high.
There's a lot on the text line.
Really?
I was high when I said
let's go
that.
Let's go to David in Denver. I'm figuring maybe Denver will come down my road. What's up, Denver?
I'm coming. What's up, guys?
Hey.
I'm coming down your road, signing.
Help us out.
I think that. I don't think Jimmy's going to win the MVP. I don't think.
No. David.
Is he a top five?
David, is he a top five MVP candidate?
Absolutely, and here's why.
Oh.
What's most shocking to me is the level of intensity of hate coming from you guys in terms of that conversation. And I got two things that I want to point out as to why that may be. I think that locally, it's hard to get behind Jimmy because of the legacy of quarterbacks we have. We're just a little bit more critical and resistant to that. He's got to do a lot. We're hard on QBs because of our legacy. Nationally, I think that people hate on him because of that so-called quarterback face thing. People have shots and all. He just looks too good. From the outside, if I wasn't a Niners fan, I wouldn't want to hate on him. And you hear that comment from all the resistance and criticisms he gets on a national level, on all the talk shows, people not wanting to fully give him love. The other thing is, we continue to move that goalpost throughout the season. Just like you guys have been talking about how the team, first they had to prove this. Oh, then can they beat this team? They did it. Oh, can they beat this team? Jimmy's been making that same type of progression throughout the year. So I know that even though, Guru, you're saying he was not there for the first eight games, it's look at the steps, though. Dude's been doing more and more. He's been winning every game. He's been adapting. He's been getting better and better. He's moving in the right direction. So will he win it? No. But at the end of the season, he's going to be as valuable to his team as at least the three other, the top three.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks, David.
With you, Sonny.
Thank you, David.
And I just want to tell Dave, hold on. I've told you, both of you and the masses, that Jimmy Garoppolo has answered all questions. He is a franchise quarterback, and we haven't seen Jimmy on the big stage like we will in about 4 weeks. Jimmy can take this thing all the way. He could bring it home. My point is, Bonte, yeah, he's made hella progress. I'm just saying he wasn't playing bad in week 8. It wasn't all on his shoulders, and I can't forget the conversations that I was a part of and I was alluding to that, is he that guy? Does Shanny trust him? He's answered those, but to me, on my ballot, fellas, do you start off that way in week 1? And I think it's unfair. Russell Wilson's had everything on his shoulder. Dalvin Cook, all the guys that we mentioned, Lamar Jackson, have been consistent in what they've done from week 1 till now.
And I could say Jimmy G's been very consistent. He's gotten better every week.
He has
They're
gotten
opening
better.
Up more of the offense to him.
He does
By
trust
the way,
him.
I'm going to tell you what. Yeah. The 408, people saying I'm crazy. How about this for absolute cluelessness? D Ford, Bosa, and or Kittle a better MVP pick than Jimmy G? D Ford?
I'm going to say this
what to season
that.
Have you been watching?
Forget the three blind
D
mice.
Ford.
It's four blind mice.
Hey,
what are you watching?
D crack Ford.
Cocaine
did,
kills,
did he put
man.
The wrong name in there?
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing, man. He's Something's going on over
Might
there.
Might have been D. Shout out to D.
I don't
Get
know
better.
What type of drugs they're selling on the street,
yeah,
man.
Come on,
put some things down.
Let's go to
put
Trey.
Yeah, I've been smoking some pot.
Trey's
yeah,
in Oakland.
Smoking something harder than pot.
Is that Nelly?
Ford.
Is that Nelly?
Can we hear that again?
Yeah, I've been smoking some pot.
What's going on, Trey? How you doing, man?
Oh, man, I'm just chilling right now, man. You know, just dodging and dipping and weaving through this rain.
Uh-huh.
Getting to Jimmy G on the MVP talk, I kind of agree with you a little bit, Stiney. He's been consistent all year long, but now this is the thing we need to talk about. This is the but. He doesn't have the sexy numbers that we look for and the writers talk about. He just doesn't have it, but I will give him due. He's been consistent, and as the year is getting better, he's starting to blossom more. So you can make a case for him, but winning it,
top
three is like winning it.
Yeah, it's for Jimmy Garoppolo.
And we love you, Jimmy. So don't make this act like we're anti-Jimmy, but come on. You want to take it back, Stiney?
Absolutely not. I'm looking at Vegas odds right now.
Want to get away?
He's in the top five.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying, he's in the top five.
Vegas also had the Warriors at 5-point favorites last night. That's where Vegas is at right now.
There's a bet for everything. There's a line for
everything. You know what? I'm very comfortable with Vegas having my back.
Yeah.
Very comfortable. Again, to me, it's almost, and I mean this.
For sure.
It's a no-brainer he's top five.
Has he had a bigger – see, Bosa hasn't – from a number standpoint, he hasn't been putting up the numbers, but he was the talk. It was Bosa and Kittle.
Yeah, first couple games.
It wasn't Jimmy, but it's been Jimmy the last
week. Did you see Bosa last week against New Orleans?
No, I'm just saying – I'm talking about from a number perspective. I can't say he's got 40 sacks.
All right, it's not all about sacks,
Guru. My point is we were talking
about
Bosa before Jimmy this season. We were over here saying Bosa could be the defensive player of the year.
Yeah,
so we didn't forget that. It's recent. It's okay. It's not –
All I know is
higher recency is recency bias.
Exactly. Before they played on Halloween against Arizona, I heard all, oh, Bonte, Jimmy can't get it done. Jimmy this. And all I kept saying every week, Jimmy Garoppolo's getting better every week. So is he surging?
I will give you that.
Is he surging maybe to a top eight finish in MVP voting? Okay, maybe. Maybe. But to say top three is preposterous.
Can I just read you the Vegas odds?
Yes.
Lamar Jackson right now, -1,000.
Check.
Number two, Russell Wilson, +750.
Perfect.
Number three, Mahomes, +2,500. Four, Deshaun Watson. Five, Jimmy Garoppolo.
All quarterbacks.
Five. That's all I
all
said.
All quarterbacks, yeah. Which is a joke.
That's all I said.
Yeah, I don't like
I said top five.
NFL's a joke.
Yeah. Vegas has my back. And I think what we're finding out right now is that saying Jimmy Garoppolo is a top five MVP candidate, that's easy. That's easy. I mean, that's not even a hot
take. There's a running back in Green Bay having a good year.
There's a running back in Minnesota that's having a good, great year. Aaron Jones, Dalvin Cook.
Because it ain't Aaron Rodgers doing it for the
fact. This is how fraudulent this is. How is Michael Thomas not on this list? Seriously, do we not see Michael Thomas?
It's what Stoney said.
That is whack.
10 touches a game can't make you the MVP.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. What do you want me to say?
Wow. That's, he gets double teamed every single game.
Did you see him last week?
He has 121 receptions and over 1,400 yards receiving with three games left. This guy may catch 150 balls this year.
And not even on the top five.
Not even top five.
Not at all.
Not even top five.
Wow. I get it. It's all quarterbacks.
It's a joke.
Yeah.
Jacob and Visalia.
Let's go ahead and give Jimmy G
Jacob
votes
and Visalia.
He looks good. And he wears number 10. He's a quarterback.
Easy top five.
I mean, how you doing?
Easy top five. What's up, Jacob?
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
It's, can you hear me?
Yeah, you're on, buddy.
You're on the air, man.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I'm with you, Stoney. I mean, it's a no-brainer, top five at least. Maybe if you want to push it, maybe six, because, like you said, you want to take the best player off of the best team. And he's done that, and people keep forgetting the injury he just came off of. He's not supposed to be performing the way he's performing, you know, and people, they want to say the defense is carrying us. Honestly, I don't think the defense is going to play this hot if he's not in there, because he came into a 1-10 team and the defense started balling when he first came, because that confidence, he brings that energy, he brings that spark. They know that they got a good quarterback, so they play harder. And that's part of the reasons why the whole team was balling, because they know that they have that quarterback that can make those plays. And tell me if I'm wrong, you know, the money down is third down.
Who's God, I forgot that stat. Down? Thank you, Jacob. Yeah. I forgot that stat. Add that to the ammunition list. Thank you, Jacob.
That is ammunition, because that's the stat I've been harping on all season, on the money downs. Jimmy Garoppolo's been in the top five.
Why
on third down.
Well,
I'm not
McCaffrey.
Hating on him. I'm not hating on McCaffrey. I've been the biggest Jimmy backer on this show. You guys.
There's no award for that, though, B. There's no award for what he's
doing. You guys have been ridiculing Jimmy G after the Monday night game. After the Monday night game. Oh, my God. The sky has fallen. Yeah. He's not the guy. All of a sudden, he has one game in the Superdome, and he's top three MVP. Where is this coming from?
Yeah, he's
you guys.
I said
you
top
guys.
Five, but I got him three.
Oh, man.
Where's
the flipper
Vegas
sound?
Agrees with me? No, there is no flipper sound.
He's back up the truck. Both of you guys.
I don't know who that's for. It's certainly not for me.
Who's the other?
You don't mind flipping. You don't mind saying what's really on your mind at that moment.
Look deep within, Goo. That's what I want you to do right here. Just close your eyes. I want you to look deep inside your soul. Why do you not like Jimmy G? Why are you not giving him the credit he deserves?
Wow.
I'm giving him more than the credit.
You got to look deeper.
I'm telling you.
I got caught up in Garoppolo mania.
That's where I come from. Jimmy is all that and some, and I'm telling you, he's playing so well now, and his mannerisms in the pocket, his ability to run, throw on the run. I'm telling you, he is what we thought he was when he was in New England and that trade was announced. So next year, he can start off as the gunslinger from week one, because all questions are answered and he can handle it. But I just don't feel comfortable, Bonte, dissing the other players in the NFL who have done it all season long by saying he's a top three candidate. And for Vegas, shame on you.
Still not a top five?
NFL, you're selling yourself out. It's why the rules are the way they are. I played it in high school, anti-quarterback, because that list is a joke. McCaffrey's been playing his ass off. Jones in Green Bay.
Dobby
your boy
Cook.
In New England. Cook. Come on, man. And Stoney, I'm shocked. What was in your coffee
how
today
for you
to say this?
How valuable can you be if your team isn't winning? Christian McCaffrey.
Well, I would say to that, oh, it's all about winning, or how about I kept my team in the game.
Right.
We should lose by 100,
right,
but we lost by 10
right,
because I was so stellar.
And everybody knows in the league that Christian McCaffrey's getting the ball,
irritated,
and he's still balling yeah, out with
get,
the rookie get, quarterback.
Get irritated
with the
bad
Vegas.
But I like Jimmy.
Don't get
I
irritated like, with me. Get irritated with
hey,
Vegas.
And I'm going to give you this right on
me,
the table.
They're with me.
I don't feel like I got the credit for this take yesterday, and I'm going to say it again. I'm a repeat.
He's going to try to steal my thunder.
No,
here,
a remix.
Oh, we're all going DTs.
Go, wow.
I'm going
into
ready
the
to go
playoffs.
DTs.
This ain't a defensive team, buddy. This is Jimmy's team.
Oh.
And his new receiver.
Thanks for making my argument.
They're
for
about
me
to put up 30
it
or 40
to, like
to
you
get
doubt
to the
yourself.
Front.
Give
no,
yourself a
very
round
much
of applause.
Doubting
no,
yourself.
This is a change okay, by injury, by default.
Thanks for bringing us back to Monday.
Way to come. There's one guy I persuaded.
Thanks. You don't mind flipping. You don't mind saying what's really on your mind at that moment.
That took less than an hour. Tony,
you're
Pacifica.
Guru, I'm so disappointed in you. I'm going to die on this hill myself. I'm going to die on this island myself today, fellas. Guru, I can't believe you, man.
Bye-bye.
Tony in Pacifica. How you
doing? How are you guys doing this morning?
I'm doing. We're having fun, man. Isn't that what it's all about?
Yes, it is. That's part of life.
Thank you.
So let's talk about the Patriots getting caught cheating again.
Yeah.
And these guys talked about how great their yeah, team is. I wonder what it's going to take to get Robert Kraft to lose his team, because Eddie yeah, didn't commit any crimes, really, and he lost his team.
He's speaking facts.
He's so spirited.
No, he's speaking facts.
Everything was we were sky high.
Eddie
we were
D
having
got a job,
fun,
man.
Emotion running wild, loving the conversation. And the Patriots?
But, Bonte, real quick,
Sonny, 3,000 miles.
Why did you
from
say
it,
you were disappointed in me? I'm saying
you
Jimmy's falling
back
right now. Flip
you just
back to what?
The Steiny, all you're persuading me. You let him persuade you
I
so
didn't say
easily
that word.
I just watched
he
it.
Persuade
he just broke
me
you
did
down.
Just
did.
I'm
broke
the
you
one that said Jimmy
so
had been balling.
Oh, no, right
that
did.
That don't
I said,
mean that
no,
he's a top three look, MVP candidate.
Oh, yeah.
When Jimmy Garoppolo
those
won,
are facts,
when the Niners won 9-0 in Washington, and I tried to explain to both you guys, he completed his last 8 passes of the game. After the interception, he played really well. You guys, that ain't balling out. They didn't score a touchdown. Oh, Monday night game against Seattle. Against Seattle just a month ago. We were at the Hilton Hotel. We did it all with Michelle, Joe Eustace, whole station. We come back Tuesday morning and it's Jimmy Garoppolo did this. He didn't play this. And I'm trying to
and
tell you guys.
That was warranted. Bonte, what don't you get? Steiny is doing this Jimmy G thing like going on your first date and then asking the girl to marry you. That's what you're doing with this. He's playing his ass off. And they're giving him more. Don't say he's the MVP candidate. That's all. It
he
hurts
is
the league. It
Vegas,
hurts the league.
Vegas says he is. It's not
to
even me.
To hell with Vegas.
Oh, really? They're taking your money left and right.
To hell with this exercise.
Yeah. By the way, did you liquidate last night?
No,
you liquidated.
I recommended
you said
other people
Warriors
with money to do it, and they chose.
And now you got people sleeping on the street again.
You had the Warriors
that
covering the 5 against
yeah,
the Knicks?
Yeah, I did. Why are you smiling like
those are facts.
Because it's funny.
When it went OT, you thought of me, though. No. It's like they could cover him.
Now, if I would have been watching, I would have thought of you.
Oh, wow.
He was watching. Hey, I'm just that kidding. That means he was watching.
Hey, guys, Rocco's got a gift idea for me. What's up, Rocco and Lafayette? What's going on, man?
Yeah, listen, real. Before I do that, before I give the idea, I got to give Guru a tremendous compliment. I don't even need the Blue Chew, but the commercial's so good that I went out and bought it.
Wow.
So, did it work?
Yeah, I feel like I know the guy. But your birthday treat for the wife, here's what you do, and it's a wonderful treat. Go down to Seascape Resort, get the room that is the studio jacuzzi suite with the ocean view. You got to dig into your pocket to about $300, $350.
Wow. Chump change.
And buy yourself a couple bags of groceries, some good fine wine, a little champagne, a couple candles, and you'll think it's your birthday. It's a great
town are we talking about?
Aptos. It's a fabulous. I don't know how your kids are, but we raised our kids
they're out
there 3-4 times a year. And it's a great escape, an hour and 20 minutes door-to-door, affordable, tremendous beach, a lot of great things down there. Check it out, Seascape. You're going to love it. You're going to call me back and say, hey, thanks for the idea.
Thanks, Rocco. Appreciate it, man. That's got a shot.
Thank you, Matthew.
I'm going to hook you up.
With what?
A little Bluetooth.
Buddy, come on now.
Swagalicious.
Take your endorsement somewhere else.
Does it work?
Take your endorsement to somebody who needs it. All right?
There's nothing wrong with a little
help. How about
help
that?
Yeah. Go ahead.
A little pep in your step.
Do you mean this?
It's overrated. I am dead serious. Of course I mean it. I said he's the top five No brainer. I have him at
Does
three.
Does it sound like I'm dissing Jimmy G? Because some text people don't have selective hearing.
You've been doing it all year.
You do not.
I had questions and he's answered them.
You've always been a highlight guy. You've always been a numbers guy. Okay. So I don't expect you to kind of get it.
Right.
But the highlights.
No, again, and we got Ross Tucker coming up on the other side. Not that, but.
No, I thought he was coming on the 12th. We moved up.
Oh, it's noon?
Yeah, it's noon.
And we got Lumpia coming, too.
We got Lumpia's coming today.
Hello?
We got Lumpia's coming. Apparently, shout out E40.
Apparently, pretzels are on the way, too.
Yeah, we have seen those.
No, and here's the other thing, Gua. Like, seriously, it's like people judge it differently. Like, there are people that think an MVP can come from a team that's not very good. And, like, I don't agree with that, but that doesn't mean you're wrong.
Hey, wait. I'm dying on this island by myself. Both you guys have ticked me off today, so I'm screwing you. No teaming up today. But 5-1-0, yesterday, Stardy said he doesn't care about Vegas when it said Pascal was a top rookie. When it supports his narrative, all of a sudden he's good with Vegas.
Got him.
The flip-flopper.
That's incorrect.
Yeah, that we love
Get your facts straight and get back to me.
You did say the hell with Vegas yesterday.
Right,
when I
sure
said,
did.
Vegas has got him as rookie of the year.
Find it.
The guys in the back wheel.
No, they won't. They haven't looked for an archive in 3 years, those guys. All right, Ross Tucker not coming up next.
Don't be disrespectful.
We'll talk a little bit more about Jimmy Garoppolo, and I also do want to touch on the Warriors. The Warriors, and I'm going to come down Guru's Road, and that's going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank. You think Fremont Bank wants to be sponsored by a guy who says, I'm coming down your road?
Yep.
Guru and I are going to have a really nice discussion, and that'll be brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.
Hear Warriors head coach Steve Kerr today at 5:30 with Damon Radowankowski. Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru.
All right, Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr with the boys at 5:30. Nice. Nice. Warriors lost to the Knicks last night. 124-122. And I'm just going to come right out and go right at Guru. Because you say this all the time. Can you explain something to me? How can a team with two all-stars lose to the Knicks when the Knicks are on a back-to-back on the road and the Warriors are rested?
He's trash.
They're two all-stars now, Draymond Green and D'Angelo Russell. You'd think you could win a home game over the New York Knicks.
After you just lost to the lowly Grizzlies at home, your first game back from the trip. I don't have the answer. And in regard to the two all-stars, I can make an argument, and I do like D'Lo. I like watching him play because I like guys that can score. I'm not into
top five MVP candidate.
No, he's not. I see what you did there. But Draymond's an all-star when the whole band is there. And right now, unfortunately, the whole band is not there. So what he does best, to me, doesn't manifest or mean as much because he doesn't have guys that can take advantage or even put him in situations to where he's at his best. Right. High optium basketball. What happened last night was disappointing on all fronts. And if you can't beat the Knicks, when do you expect to win? And I'm taking the family. I didn't tell you this. You didn't ask. The Johnsons will be in the house
you
Sunday.
Said like you said it like five times already.
Oh. Yeah, you said
against
it.
The Kings. Against the Kings, how you got tickets and who you got tickets from.
I mean, I have a problem with your rationale saying, well, Draymond's only an all-star when he's got the boys, the band is back
These
together.
These guys, young guys, and Draymond offensively, well,
why
I loved
he, why
it
aren't
last
his
night.
Numbers off the charts then?
Because he's not. He doesn't have any compliments.
So he's not an all-star.
He is.
Not anymore.
You want to tell him that?
Well, he's not.
Yeah, he's. How
not
can
right
he not be?
Because
if the
he's
team,
not right now.
80%, 85% of your offense is not in there.
Is Devin Booker at all in the all-star conversation?
Yeah.
They're not very good.
And I don't hold that against him. He's good at his job.
What I'm saying is if you're telling me that Draymond has to have Steph and Clay to be an all-star, well, that you know what? I'm going to be he's not really an all-star.
Phoenix in an A spot right now.
And I'm not saying, by the way, that that's necessarily what I believe. I think Draymond's been an all-star.
Yeah, but doing other things. Right now you need production, scoring production, because you got a lot of lack of it. And that's not his forte. He did take initiative yesterday. I was telling Pops, Draymond offensively, since the Michigan State jersey retirement, I'm just saying, offensively,
he's been,
hey,
Just stop.
What are you talking about?
Just stop.
He's been going to the rack more.
Stop right now, Guru.
Last night, was he not going to the cup?
Stop right now, Guru.
Was he not going to the cup? You were in the house.
22 points yesterday. Stop it.
And what happened? They went to overtime because.
Oh, great. They went to overtime against the New York Knicks, a team that lost 10 straight games, playing it back to back. Come on. They're not all-stars anymore. They're not. They're
you
just
guys
not
are toxic this morning.
They're not.
Bro.
Come on,
stop
this is ridiculous.
The text line.
I did, Dylan. It's just ridiculous. They lost to the New York Knicks last night. You're talking about. I like watching D'Lo because he can score. Oh my lord!
What else
he was 12.
Do you like?
He was 12 for 27 last
night.
Hey,
that's almost 50%. Three off. 12 for 24.
Coming off of 6 for 22.
I didn't say that.
The question I do want to throw at Warrior fans is. Have you seen anything?
49 the last two games. I just did the math in my head. That's
hey,
not good.
Somebody doesn't have any trouble getting shots up.